A tradesman hearing of the story of the army and campaign longed for to behold the glory, and he went to view the same. On his brown bay did he got, and away does bravely trot, left behind his witty wife, whom he loved as dear as life. But while my tradesman took the air, there came a colt and backed his mare. It was a gallant with white feather and a coat with golden lace. Hearing of her fame, came thither and supplied her husband's place. Little thought the careless man of the game that then began, thinking not to be beguiled by his wife so sweet and mild. But while the tradesman took the air, there came a colt that backed his mare. When he came home, she gave him kisses, and Sackpaw said very good. Coddles too she never misses, for they warm and heat the blood. Such things will create desire and new kindle Cupid's fire. These things made him kiss his wife and to call her love and life. But while, alas, he took the air, a wanton colt had backed his mare. The good man soon found something budding which did put him to great pain. And as he was eating pudding, to his wife he did complain. "Wife," he said, "I am not well. What I ailed I cannot tell, but my forehead feels like bone. 'Tis as hard as any stone." "By Jove," quoth she, "and this fair morn, husband, husband, 'tis a horn." "A horn," quoth he, "pray hold your prating, for I vow you make me quake. If it be, 'tis of your making. Oh dear, how my head does ache. I am in a woeful case. Something, something sprouts apace. Love," said she, "then know your doom. One lay with me in your room. For while you rid to take the air, there came a colt that backed your mare." "The deuce," quoth he, "take ye, for witches can't a man ride out a mile. But some fellow with fine breeches must new saddle you the while. Husband, husband, for your joy, you shall have a thumping boy. Come, come, peace, and have more wit. Oh, I feel a qualmish fit. I find, I am with child. Pray, my dear, be kind and mild." "With child, do ye say, ye errant hussy? I ne'er got it, is it true? 'Tis," quoth she, "you were so busy, I was loath to trouble you. You love business as your life, but never mind to kiss your wife. You leave me to lie alone all night long to sigh and moan. And therefore, when you took the air, there came a colt that backed your mare. It was a youth in gaudy jacket that appeared most brisk and fine. Kissed me, pressed me, teased my placket, made me blush like claret wine. But at last I did obey what young woman could say nay. To this gallant I did yield, and the warrior won the field. For while you, husband, took the air, this same youngster backed your mare. Oh, let true patience be my balsam, since I know my wretched fate. Prating like a fool is fulsome, silence cures the horned pate. Should I blow my trumpet out, I should raise the rabble rout. Have the boys about my ears, and endure their flouts and jeers. But for hereafter I'll take care that no colt shall back my mare.